Okay, so let's go to mitzvah Yud Ches. That's the mitzvah's Kiddush Bechoros. So this is, they don't come back to back, but I do want to talk a little bit about Inyane Pidyon HaBen, which really doesn't come in the Chinuch till later, but with the Pesach stuff, I want to finish up the Pesach stuff. With the Pesach stuff comes Kaddish Likol Bechor, right? So that's really talking about, as we'll see, it's talking about human Bechoros, and it's also talking about animal Bechoros. So we'll stick mostly with the human aspects of it, but there's definitely what to be said about the animal Bechoros also. So there's one very important thing that Minchas Chinuch brings up that maybe we'll save it for next time, because we want to... I want to discuss that more at length, but just to go over to get an overview of the Sefer Achinuch, and then one quick discussion in the Minchas Chinuch for today. So let's take a look. L'kadish ha-bechoros is a mitzvah to sanctify the bechoros, the firstborns. Klomar Hashiyu kol avlados hanoldim berishonu. Any firstborn babies, klomar yotze rishon mirechem hanikeva, whatever comes out of the womb of an animal first, bein ba'adim bein b'behema, hazacharim Kodesh Lashem, right? So if they are male babies, they have Kedusha to Hashem. Shenem are Kaddish li kol b'chor, Peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael, ba'adam uva behema li hu. So you see the same pasuk includes Adam and behema. B'davka behema, ta'inu shor v'chesev v'eiz, aval lo chaya. So it's only behema and not a chaya. Mikol behema temeya chamor levad mitzvah. What about non-kosher animals? So there's something called Peter chamor, special mitzvah Peter chamor, that's the only animal, for whatever reason, that was included in the mitzvah of Kedushas Bechor. Right? Petach Hamor is a different kind of Kedusha where you're supposed to switch it for a set. You're supposed to be poder the Kedusha of a Hamor onto a set. But every other non-kosher animal, there's no Kedushas Bechor of a horse or anything like that. So the Inyan HaMitzvah, so what do you do? B'behema Tahora came. This is how you do it. Shemitzvah la'baylim la'hakdisho v'lomar zek kodesh. So this is the sheet of the Chinuch, so we'll discuss this a little bit. That there's a mitzvah for the owner of the animal when the animal comes out to give it kedusha by saying this is kodesh, this animal is holy. And v'chayam lasis also b'chor l'kohanim. So what do you do with it then? You give it to a kohen. V'yakrivu chelbo v'domo ala mizbeach v'heim ochlam habasar b'yushalayim. So it's like a regular korban kachim kalim, which means that you shecht it, and then you bring the chelev v'dam, burn that on the mizbeach, and you don't burn the dam on the mizbeach, you do zrika sadam on the mizbeach, and then you eat the animal anywhere on the ground floor of the old city of Yerushalayim. Ve'eno nosno lo biyad sheyivale. You don't wait. You have to wait a little bit right after it's born. So depending on the animal, you have to wait a certain amount of time, either 30 or 50 days. What do you do in Chutz Laretz where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So Noah. So there's different shitas. So one shita is Noel Delas Bifanav Lameis Me'elav. So you just lock it up and let it die on its own. Kedas Ktsasafarshim. That's one opinion. And there are other Rishonim who say you got to wait forever. You have to just let it live its normal life. So then once it gets a mum, it's completely yotze lechulin, except that it really belongs to the kohen. So, but it's not belonging to the kohen b'taras kodshim, belongs to the kohen b'taras chulin. So if he says, yeah, you could keep it, you eat it, whatever. So then you're allowed to keep it and eat it. Anybody can eat the bechor after it gets a mum. Fine. And that's the opinion of the Ramban and his Hilchos Bechoros. What's Hilchos Bechoros? The Ramban. So the Rif apparently did not write on Maseches Bechoros because he only wrote on those Masechtas that were completely Halacha L'Maisa in his time. And the Ramban was, you know, the great defender of the Rif, so he picked up the slack a little bit in Maseches Bechoros, and he wrote a Rif style Peirush on Bechoros called Hilchos Bechoros La Ramban. Ubechor Adam uPeter Chamor Nefari Shinyanim beMitzvas HaPedia Shibakol Echad beEzrus Hashem. We'll have to explain each one separately. V'Heim beSeder Zeh Asei Ches, Right? He says the mitzvah chav beis uveseder vayikach korach mitzvah shin tzadik beis. Okay, that's where you find the halachas of peter chamor and pidyon haben. Fine. So that, those are the basic dinim, is that you have a bechor, you wait until it gets a mum, and then it's chulin, and anybody who wants can eat it as long as they have rishus from the kohen. Mishorashi mitzvah zu. So what's some of the tamei mitzvah? Sherotza Hashem lezakosenu lasos mitzvah bereshis perinu. Hashem wants us to take the first of our fruits and to do mitzvahs with them. L'man das ki akol shelo ve'ein lo adam davar sheba olam rak ma shechilek lo Hashem yizbarach b'chasadam. So we want to always remember that everything we're getting is chasdei Hashem, and therefore, whenever we take, we always take the first of everything, and we're makdish it l'shem the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yavin ze bir oso ki achar sheyageya adam kami yigios v'torach kama trachim v'olamo. He's worked very, very hard. V'higia l'zman sh'asapri, and finally it's coming, the time to bear fruit. V'chaviv alav reishis pirio ki... Kibavas eino miyad nosno lakadosh baruch hu umisroken rishuso mimenu umachniso lishusboro. So when he has this thing that's mamsh, this is mine, and there's nothing else that's mine as much as your own firstborn thing, right? Whether it's the peiros that you worked for, it's the children that you have, that's mamsh yours, and that's gufa when you take it and you dedicate it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In order to remember, and this is a and it's interesting what he said. This is a chesed. A Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezake us, right? In remembering this, it's like mincha. You ever read the Derech Hashem on mincha? See, the Derech Hashem basically says about tefillas mincha. He has a short chapter on tefillah, nothing fancy, but he says mincha is there to remind us that, like, you work hard a whole day, you smamish in the middle of the day, you woke up in the morning. So shachris, you got up in the morning, you want to daven. Okay, it's easy to daven to Hashem first thing in the morning. Then you go to work, and your mom is a schlepper the whole day, and you feel, and it's you have to justify what you're doing. So you say, I'm working so hard. It must be that because of me that all this good stuff is coming into the world. And then you take a break, and you say, no, I got to daven. I got to remind myself in the middle of the day, you know, or at least as the workday is coming to a close, whenever it is, that it's all Meis Hashem Hoisezos, that I can't get wrapped up in myself. And that's a chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, that he tells us, take a break, take a step back, remove yourself from it, and remember the reality of the situation. Don't get caught up in this kochi rotzim yadi business. Realize that everything's Meis Hashem, and it'll help you, because that's what we want to remember anyway. Meaning, if we didn't want to feel that way, so you could still say it's a chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael, L'Fichach Hirbam Torah Mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, so every mitzvah that he gave us is a chesed. But it's more than that, it's a specific type of chesed where we want to do the right thing, we want to remember that everything comes from the Shemayim, but it's hard. It's you work hard at something and you say, this is mine, or this is my product, this is my Talmud, this is my thing that I did. You know, so it's very easy to get lost in oneself, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these mitzvahs to remind us. And he uses us misroken reshuso mimenu. Immediately when you do this, you're removing your reshus from it. You're taking your hand away from it and saying, you know, this came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'od and more. Lizkor hanes hagalos shasalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'bechorim mitzrayim shehorgam v'hitzilam yadam. It's a zecher to makas b'choros. Zecher to makas b'choros. I don't know. I mean, in terms of the halacha, that's just what it says in the pasuk. But in terms of the tamei mitzvos, so were the females shayach to makas b'choros?
So, no, also, if it's the first thing.
If it's the first thing, so. Well, definitely in the times of the Rishonim, you could say that there wasn't the same simcha for a father by having a girl as there was. I'm saying whatever you want to say about Bizman Azeh in those times certainly was not. You know, just practically speaking, there was a premium on boys. You know, there was a premium on boys. So that's why Chazal say, no, it's fakarit, it's bas tchila simen yafel abonim. That bas tchila is a good sign for boys. So what does that mean, bas tchila simen yafel abonim? So I heard this in the name of Tosfos, but I've never found the Tosfos. I heard this from a friend of mine who knows his stuff. So Pasha says it is a Tosfos somewhere. I just don't know where the Tosfos is. He says, Bas tchila simen yafel abonim. He says, it means you get to pick your son-in-law. Meaning, if you have boys, so they are what they are. You know, you raise them as best as you can. But in the end of the day, whatever they accomplish, they accomplish. But if you if you have a daughter, so then who marries your daughter is more of your, you know, it's a shaykh to, you raise your daughter in a certain way, especially in those days when all the marriages were arranged, but even today, you know, you raise your daughter in a certain way. So like, let's say she does, she's very big tzaddikus, but she doesn't have tremendous abilities in learning and accomplishments. So she could still marry, you know, the gadol hador. She doesn't have to be the genius of the world. So you could have a son-in-law who's more chashuv than all your sons put together, if you raise your daughter the right way. So that's I heard b'shem Tosos or bas tchila simen yafel abanim, that even when you have a daughter, so you don't want to feel bad about it. So you should realize that, no, it could be you'll end up with a much better son from this daughter than from any of the sons that you'll actually have. Yeah, could be not. Could be, you never know. But you shouldn't, it wasn't, but you see, it wasn't for whatever reason, socially speaking, or just, you know, in terms of everybody, you know, being a boys' club or whatever, it wasn't the same level of simcha, you know, that you have when you have a firstborn son than when you have a firstborn daughter. Firstborn daughter, we were rooting, in my family, we were rooting for a firstborn daughter. I don't have any sisters, and my wife is the only girl, but she was the oldest, so she felt that the Ribbono Shel Olam owed her, that when she was growing up, she always was the big helper and with the boys and everything like that, so she felt that she wanted a little bit of payback, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give her a firstborn daughter also, that she should be zocha to have a helper. But all right, my son's a nice boy, but he's not... he's not the big helper. He's not the big helper. No, Baruch Hashem, you know, we have them all. It's terrific, but it's not. You don't get the same amount of help from a 10-year-old boy as you might from a 10-year-old girl. So that's where we're holding right now. Who knows in the future? You know, my two youngest are girls, so they're not from the big helpers. They're still at the destructive phase. Yeah, no, they're terrific. Thank God, they're terrific, but. It's not the same. So anyway, I don't know, but that's just in terms of Tamei Mitzvah. In terms of the halacha, that's just the way it is. Were the Bechoros spared in Mitzrayim, the girls? Pashta says they were, so they were spared because Paro spared the right. What did Moshe say? Hineni bini Bechori Yisrael. Yisrael is my ben Abachor, and if you don't let them go, I'm going to kill bincha Bechorecha. He doesn't say bitcha Bechorecha. He says bincha Bechorecha. Pashta says it was only the males who were killed at Makas Bechoros, not the females. So it could be that was, and also the Gzera was only on the boys, it wasn't on the girls, that the girls, so I don't, could be. Okay, so Dinei HaMitzvah, Be'eze Makom Nishchat V'Nechal, where do you shecht it, where do you eat it, V'ad Eze Zman Mitzvah Lehem Le'ochlo, how long do you have, Inyan HaMumin HaPoslimbo, what about what type of a mum makes it yotzei lechulin? Ve'eze mum kavua o mum over v'achiluk sheminem u'min neman al mum of who are you allowed to believe for the mumin im naflu bo nasu bo ledas, or if it was done by accident or on purpose? Ve'eze chacham roi lahoras b'mumim, what type of talmud chacham is allowed to give a psak on this? V'din b'chor ashutfin yisrael moshut of goy, this is a big thing. The dinim of a partnership between a Jew and a goy, this is all the halachas that we know about mechiras chametz come from bechoros, because what they used to do when they were going to have a bechor b'em, if you're a Jewish farmer, you can't be dealing with hilchas bechoros too much. It's too difficult. So a lot of times what they would do is they'd have a shutfus with a goy, and the bechor would belong to the goy, and therefore, or even b'shutfus with a goy, then it would be potter from the dinim of bechoros, and therefore it wouldn't have this problem. So they have all these shtaris that they make for mechiras chametz and things like that, they all come straight out of the shtaris from mechiras behem, you know, behem of Torah or whatever, bechor behem of Torah. So ube'eze inyan niftara behem min a bechor, lo niftara bechor safek madino ve'in yotzi dofen. What about if it's a we didn't have my firstborn was a yotzei dofen. He wasn't. He was a cesarean section, so therefore he didn't have a pinyan aben. The tumtum androgynous v'yeser pratel mevor mesechs b'charis. So you got to learn the mesech. But no. So just one quick ha'ara on the chinuch over there. He says that he's talking about who, what types of mumin and what type of chacham is roy to be. To be more in the mumin. I don't know if you remember from the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, there's three types of smicha you can get. smicha, where there was what we call nowadays yore yore, yodin yodin, and the last one is yater b'chores. So yore yore, yodin yodin, we still use. Yater b'chores, we don't officially give out that smicha anymore, but sometimes you need to know it. The idea is that it's really a question answer. As the way the Gemara phrased it, they had certain Talmidim, they may have known a lot of Torah, but you had to make sure that they knew how to give it over correctly. It seems from the Gemara, at least, that smicha wasn't about checking, not real smicha, we call heter hora, like nowadays, the smicha certificates that we have. So that was a heter to paskin shilas. Not necessarily, it wasn't really a faher to see if you knew. It was poshut that you knew. And now they want to know, are you going to be able to give over the Torah in a way that it's not going to confuse people and that the halacha will be clear? Because they had a case where one of the Talmidim was talking about, they all said, May Beitzim is not Mekabel Tumah, May Bitsoim is not Mekabel Tumah, Swampy Waters is not Mekabel Tumah. And then they thought, he really said May Beitzim, not May Bitsoim, and they were, you know, was being all these problems with Tumah and Tara. So whatever. So now they had a din. They said when the Talmud would leave to go home, they would say, Yore? And then they would say, yeah, Yore. He could paskin Siva Heter. Yodin? Could he be damned in Imamanis? They say, Yodin. And they said, Yater Bechoros? Yater. Right? Or Yater Bechoros? And they said, Al Yater. And let him not be Mater Bechoros. Meaning that smicha was, can he identify the mumen correctly on a Bechor? And is he allowed to paskin whether it was done by kavana or whether it was done by accident? And yes, it doesn't sound like you have to be a big lamdan to do it. Seems like you just had to get a lot of shimush and look at a whole bunch of animals and different mumen and stuff like that. So it just took time and effort. It wasn't necessarily, I mean, everything takes time and effort, but it wasn't specifically that you had to go become this great bucky in shas and poskim to be matir b'choros. You just had to really know your stuff in terms of looking at the animals, and obviously you had to know the halacha. Okay, anyway, so last thing. So even nowadays, it's noeg in Eretz Yisrael min HaTorah. Right, so there's a hekish over there, umid rabbanan af bechutzlaretz, and even mid rabbanan we keep the halacha of kedushas bechor and chutzlaretz. Ubischarim and kevos bein b'Yisraelim bein b'kohanim leviim. The af al bisha bechor shenolad lekohen shelohu. Even though kohen who owns a bechor, technically the bechor belongs to him. Mikol makom chayv lahakriv chelbo v'damo yochel abaser b'teres bechor. So he still has to bring it as a carbon and then eat it as a bechor. Ubechor adam petar chamarino noeg bekohen v'levi kemo shenichtav b'gzeres haber. Says that's just a gzeres hakasev, that if you're a kohen and a levi, you don't have to do petar chamor and you don't have to do pidyon haben.
Kohen
or a levi?
Oh.
Yisrael, only Yisrael has to do it, and even we're machmer slash make or whatever you want to call it, that if the mother is a kohenes or a bas levi or whatever you want to call it, levi, I don't know. So she's also paters the baby from doing pidyon haben. V'zos min ha-mitzvah shechiyuva b'sibas dover. Fine. So let's go back just to talk about one thing in the Minchas Chinuch, and then next time I'd like to talk about this issue of hatolas mum. The Minchas Chinuch, it's an osyid gimel, it's a long piece, but it's nogeya to how we look at kudshim b'zman hazeh. And it's very important shas inyan, and it might even be relevant to the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. I was talking to somebody. I didn't get a chance to look it up inside, but they were talking about Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh being de oraisa. Usually, we assume that it's because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and the mitzvah of Korban Omer are separate mitzvahs, but not so poshut. Maybe you could argue that it's really because we view that there's still a chiyuv to bring the Korban Omer b'zman hazeh. Elamai, you can't do it. But even, let's say you were in the situation where you're in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish and some onis happened and there was no barley, the crop was eaten by locusts, I don't know what. So there was no barley to cut, so you wouldn't count the Omer? You would. You would count the Omer. Why? Because it's a separate mitzvah? No, but whichever part you can do, you do. Whichever part you can't do, you can't do. But you see, what? I don't even know if it's chutra. It's just really honest rachmana patre on the part that you can't do. But it doesn't mean that they're not related. Oh, since I can't get the barley, and who cares about the carbon anyway, because I'm not chayiv in the carbon now, and there's a separate mitzvah to count omer. No, that's not worse. You are chayiv, I do care. There's nothing I can do about it. So I can't bring it, but I still have to do the part of the mitzvah that is chayiv. So they want to suggest, I want to see it inside before I say who I heard in the name of, but they want to suggest that maybe the whole idea of Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh being Doraisa, according to the Rambam, is not because a separate mitzvah from the Korban Omer. It's because that there's still a mitzvah to bring Korban Omer today. Just we can't do it, but we can do the Sfira. So that's an interesting. So this is a big hack in the Minchas Chinuch, is that the Shita of the Rambam, that there's still a Chiyuv to bring Kodshim Bizman Hazeh, and that's why there would still be an Isser to be matel amum bizman hazeh on a bechor. Now you still have to keep the bechor and just hope for the best. You hope for the best for you, the worst for the animal. You hope the animal gets a mum, and then you can take care of it. But we'll try to deal with that next time. But I just wanted to talk bekitzer about in Os Aleph in the Minchas Chinuch. So for starters, just hinei din zeh the mitzvah lahakdish. Who beramam perik aleph mebechoros halacha dalid v'ayin lecha mishnah mishlo melch de posik kachacham beirchen v'harosh posik rabbi shmoel de ein tzarech lahakdisho. So the Rambam says that you have to be makdishit, and the Rosh says that you don't. Now it happens to be there's some achronim that say the Rosh never said such a thing. It's not so clear that the Rosh meant it, but okay. For argument's sake, let's just call it a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Do you have to actually proclaim the Kedusha? The next paragraph, the Minchas Chinuch says, "Miloshen harav amachaber near the nilma posig zed dechsev kadesh." It says kadesh li kol bechor ubeemes posig zed nemer al adam ubechor behema temeya gamkein shein mitzvah lahakdishim. But when it comes to a baby boy, nobody has to stand. You don't have to stand over the baby boy and say, "This baby is kodesh." Right? It just is. So you see that there is this inyan according to the chinuch and according to the Rambam that you have to be makdish the bechor by actually saying so, and it's a question which pasuk you're really learning it out from. It's hard to say the pashup shot in the chinuch that it's from kadesh li kol bechor, because that's not talking about Behemoth Tahora, that's talking about humans and Petr Chamor. So it's not that. But nevertheless, you see that there is an inyan to proclaim the Kedusha onto the Bechor. Just one more paragraph. There is Sidur Divrei Rambam, Shikasav Kodum Lezeh, Din Bechor Bal Mum, Bein Shalom B'mum O'Vechule, V'achar Kach Kasav Din Zeh, meaning the way the Rambam put it in order in the first parak of Hilchos Bechor. So first he wrote, if I have the spot or not. I think I tried to keep it. First, the Rambam writes, I got it. In Halacha Gimel, in Perek, this is the first Perek of Hilchos Bechoros. So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Bechor behima tahora shuhu bal mum, bein shen olad bamum, bein shen nafal bamum, achar shehoya tamim. So whether or not it was born with a mum, or it got a mum after it was already tamim, Harehu l'kohen, it belongs to the kohen. Im rotza l'achlo b'chol makom, o mochro, o ma'achilu l'mishi yirtze, afilu l'goy, m'nei shuchul. And the kohen can do what he wants with it. He could sell it, he could give it, he can tell you to keep it, he can give it to a goy. Doesn't matter. Right? It completely belongs to the kohen, but it's completely yotze l'chulin. So the first thing the Rambam says, if the b'chor has a mum, it's yotze l'chulin. But then, after that, in which halacha is it? After that, he writes in Halacha Dal, the very next halacha, mitzvah lahakdish b'chor behima Torah v'yomer harei ze kodesh. The mitzvah to be makdish b'chor behima Torah and say it's kodesh. So what do you see from here? Says the Minchas Chinuch. It seems pashut that even if it's born with a mum, you still have to be makdish it. It's yotzei l'chulin. Still, there's a separate mitzvah that something which is born with the kedushas b'chor is automatically subject to this mitzvah saseh of being makdishit bepeh. So that's what he's saying here, that you see that you're supposed to be makdishit even though it's already yotzi lechulin when it's born with a mum. Nira daaf b'chor bal mum shenolid b'mum mikol makom mitzvah lakdisho ki be'em is gam b'chor bal mum hu kadosh l'kama dvarim, because it's not completely yotzi lechulin. It still has some kedusha l'inyan giza va'avoda, that you can't force it to do certain jobs, and the shearings also have some kedusha. So therefore, it still has kedusha, and you're supposed to be makdish it b'peh, even though you're allowed to eat it. The gzeiros hakasev. Did I skip something? Ba'odin yon halacha hilchos b'chor. Says there's other halachas as well. The gzeiros hakasev who the mitzvah like disha b'peh. The einzem makdish bal mum l'mizbeach over b'lav. Now there happens to be an issur de oraisa that if something is a bal mum and you make it hektish and you say I want this to be a korban shlomim, you just violated an issur de oraisa. Fine. The dafka l'mizbeach ain't a bal mum roy l'mizbeach. That's a din in the mizbeach. That's not a din in hektish per se. Avokanda amar areze kodesh hainu lebechor v'gam ba'amum yesh lo kedushas bechor lekama enyanim v'gam b'chutz laretz after lo chazi lahakrava. We said that in chutz laretz you can't bring it on the mizbeach. We're going to explain it later. Mikol makom zula hakdish befe mitzvah zula hakdish befe hu tamid kenir l'nias daiti poshet. Says you're always supposed to be makdish befe, and it's kimat mafurish, at least if you read the Rambam Keseder. That's what he wants to say. Okay, I just wanted to just to link this to something in this week's parsha. We have the mitzvah of Yovel in this week's parsha. There's a mitzvah to be so there's an actual mitzvah de oraisa. Let's see if I can remember where. It's Shin Lamed Beis, I believe. Is that true? Let's see. I just looked it up before. Mitzvah Shin Lamed Beis is the mitzvah of the Beis Din to proclaim the Yovel. Yeah, mitzvah is Kiddush Shnas HaYovel. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the Beis Din to proclaim the year. The 50th year is Yovel. L'kadish Shnas Chamishim Kemo Shnas HaShmita Klomar Bebitel Avoda Ba'aretz VeHefker HaTzomech Bo Shnemar VeKidashtem Shnas HaChamishim Shana Ubir HaKosov She'inyan HaKedushu She'yupir Eretz. So what is the Kiddush of Yovel? Whatever, it's similar to a Shmita year. And everybody leaves, everybody's Yotzei L'Cheres, etc. But Midinei HaMitzvah, Masha Amru Zal, Shekol She'asa B'Shnas, V'Achiyo V'Ala Osa Shem, V'Din Peres, no, that's not what I was talking about. No, so he's really talking about the Chiyav on everybody else. But in the Minchas Chinuch over here, he writes that it's the Sanhedrin's job, Sanhedrin Miskabtsin, it's in the next volume, Sanhedrin miskabtsin b'kiddush hashana u'mevarchin. It's the Sanhedrin's job to get together and make a bracha and to be mekadesh the Yovel. So this is a discussion, really, even though the Yovel has its own kiddusha no matter what, in addition, it's the Sanhedrin's job to get together and officially proclaim that this year is the Yovel year. So it's similar to the idea of Kedushas Bechor, meaning an animal that's born with Kedushas Bechor, it has Kedushas Bechor anyway. But you have an achrayas, you have a mitzvah saseh to sort of proclaim that Kedusha on your own. It's a yesod that pops up every once in a while. And the other time that I remember it from is from the Ramban ala Torah, by Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, discussing what is the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rambam has his take on the mitzvah of Kiddush. You guys doing Kiddush now at all? So did you do this, Ramban? The Rambam Shita in the mitzvah of Kiddush is it's like the royal announcement. You know, I was, for some reason, probably because my head is filled with nonsense, but like I always imagine the Rambam's view of it in Kiddush is that like when, you know, Bugs Bunny always like busted out one of those large trumpets and he would like pretend the king was coming. You know what I'm talking about? There's like, that's a good thing that you don't know. Anyway, I always imagined, you know, like somebody, and like, hear ye, all, you know, hail the king, and the king is coming, whatever. And that's the Rambam's way. When the king is coming, Shabbos Malka is coming, the queen is coming, so it's our job to usher in the king. What? Well, L'chadodi would be the more modernized version. I mean, L'chadodi is pre that. You know, the mitzvah d'oraisa is zocher shiyom haShabbos l'kadsho, so you're supposed to be zochreyu b'dvarim, you're supposed to announce that the Shabbos is coming. Say nachinami, we do that with l'chadodi as well.
You say that Shabbos is coming?
Yes, say nachinami, that's part of what Kabbalah Shabbos, I guess, is the modern day expanded version of the mitzvah of Kiddush, according to the Rambam. So l'chadodi, you're talking about, you know, nobody was saying any Kabbalah Shabbos. And said there were individuals in Tzfat probably saying that Pashtuses. I was talking to Rabbi Cohen about this the other day. Pashtuses that Kabbalah Shabbos was dafka meant to be said by Yechidus. Again, it doesn't matter. There's no halacha ever to say Kabbalah Shabbos. And I say Kabbalah Shabbos also, but like there's no din that you're supposed to say it. In fact, there's some shuls that are very makbid to always have a katan daven for the amid for Kabbalah Shabbos. That's why, and even shuls that are not makbid to have a katan, they don't daven from the same bima that they would daven to show that this is not a real tefillah, it's just a nice minig that we have. But also, if you think about it, we should be doing Kabbalah Shabbos before Shabbos, not on Shabbos. We wait till Shabbos is already here, and we say, come on in, Shabbos. Like, no, Shabbos, I've been here for a half hour already. Like, what are you talking about?
So, also Kiddush, the same thing.
Also Kiddush, that's the Rambam Lashita, so the Rambam holds you can make Kiddush before Shabbos.
All right.
And we mentioned it the other day, right? We mentioned it on Thursday night, I think. Yeah, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos, says the Rambam, because that's what Kiddush is. But the Ramban doesn't hold that that's what Kiddush is. The Ramban holds that, I pulled it up on the computer, one second. So the Ramban says that Aval Rabosenu Od Bo Medrash Milas L'Kadsho. What's Zachros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? Shenakti Sheyu B'Zikaron. We should mention the Shabbos and that will sanctify it. Ki'inyin V'Kidashtem Es Shnas HaChamishim Shana. The same way, your Makadish, the Yovel, Shehu To'un Kiddush Beisdin, Lomar B'Yovel Mekudosh Mekudosh. It's the Beisdin's job during the Yovel year to be Mekadosh. They say Mekudosh, Mekudosh, that there's a special Kedusha to the Yovel. So too, Afkan Tziva Shenizkoros Yom HaShabbos B'Kadshenu Oso. It's our job to mention the Kedusha and to add, even though Hashem was already Mekadosh Shabbos, say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. It's not us. It's not like Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, that we are Mekadosh V'Azmanim. Hashem is Mekadosh the Shabbos. Hashem is Mekadosh the Yovel. Hashem is Mekadosh the Bechor. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah in the Torah for us to be mosif our own, I guess, haskama? I don't know what. We're supposed to be mosif our own kedusha onto the kedusha that Hashem has already placed into these areas. So just like it's a mitzvah, says the Rambam, again, it could be the Rush doesn't hold of it, but definitely the Rambam does, and the Rambam even holds of it for a balmum. So it could be the Rambam holds, just like when you have a firstborn, it's your Hashem already gave it kedusha, but nevertheless, Hashem wants us to be shutfin with Him and to add in our own 2 cents to send in our own kedusha. And we find this. It could be that we find this many more places. I don't know, but the only three that I'm aware of is we have this this week's parasha by Yovel, and that's also the Ramban says black on white the same Yisod. And when we make kiddush every Friday night, we're being mosif kedusha to the Shabbos on our own, even though Hashem already brought in the kedusha. Okay. Shkoyach.